Blog Talk Radio.
And what is it you're going to do?
goodness. Well, I want to thank everybody for being here. This is Place in Your Heart Radio, only on Blog Talk. And I'm Catherine Gross. Now, listen, I have to let you know, that was not my intention. I never meant to play that. The only thing I wanted to play was Remember the Time, because that's what this is all about. This is just a little short show for me to remind you of things to help you remember the time. We've got such a jam-packed, we really do. It's so jam-packed that I think I need to talk about it with you before we even start sending ads out. It's really something. We're going to begin with June 13th. You know we got to do that. You know we got to talk about June 13th because it is a victory. We need a victory, always. And we need to remember that Michael, he was innocent. Because we listened to all this garbage all year long. We need to remember. He was innocent of every charge. And so that's what we're doing on the 13th. So this is how we're going to start. At 12 a.m., we're going to start flooding the aula. We're going to start flooding every single site that is possible. What we're going to do is we're going to make him trend. And we want people to see, because we're going to send out pictures as well as the word. And you know what? People need to hear the word. People need to understand. And sometimes pictures say something 1,000 times more than some words. So let's make it plain to them. Let's help them understand. Michael was innocent. Now, we're going to start that at 12. At 4 o'clock, we're going to start watching a movie. I'm sorry. We're going to watch a movie, The Trials of Michael Jackson, The Media Exposed, will be streaming on Amazon. So we're going to get a chance to watch that. It's only $1.99 if you want to watch it when it's streaming, and for those who want to buy it, at $5. However, as for me, the first five people that contact me, I'm going to make sure that you see the movie for free. It's going to be very cool if you get an opportunity to see the movie for free, specifically because by 6 o'clock, we will be doing a show with Dana Getrich and Gregory Sun. We're going to be talking about what it really was like. And so they're going to be here to tell us what it was like on that day, on June 13th. So that's it. We've got June 13th covered. June 13th, we're going to make Michael trend. Then we're going to watch a movie. And then we're going to listen to the movie makers talk to us. And if you watch the movie, you're going to have a lot to talk about during the radio show. But there's more, okay? There's more. That's why I needed to talk to you about this on the radio. Leave a message for you like this, and can always send the link around to help people, keep people reminded. This is recorded, okay? On the 19th, there's a Michael retreat that is being offered by Elizabeth Olney. It sounds wonderful. I mean it. It really sounds wonderful. By the way, the trending of Michael's name, his innocence, is being brought to us by Nora Moya. I'm doing the movie, and you know I'm doing the radio. That's without question. But now, as I said, we've got a retreat. That's on the 19th, and that's with Elizabeth Olney. Here's the very good part. We've gone through the 13th. You know what's happening on the 19th. What's exciting me is what we're going to do on the 25th. On the 25th, my guest will be Jonathan Moffitt Foots. You know, and what really, really fascinated me about him, I've loved him from the time that he wrote a letter to us during for Christmas. I was so broken when Michael left. Jonathan said that touched me so much. It kind of held me together. And you know what? I'm just an ordinary Joanne. So if I know it, I know if it held me together, it held a lot of people together. You know. So that's what we're going to be doing on the 25th. We're going to be listening to Jonathan. Don't forget, what is it? Oh, my goodness. I know there's so much. This is why. Don't forget to meet and pray on the 25th, like we do every month, okay? And as I said, then following that, we are going to be with Jonathan Moffitt, and I think it's going to be incredible. Now, by the way, this is not something that was like planned, and I thought, gee whiz, I just think I'll just dash out and do a show. This is nothing that was planned. It's something that I thought about and something that I'm concerned about, because we have so much. We have a jam-packed June. We really do. So being said, and I'm reckoning that I'm pretty much here by myself. With all that being said, one more time, we're going to start it off at 12 a.m., and we're going to do everything in our power to make Michael trend. We're just going to flood the waves, and we're going to make him trend because we love him. The next thing we're going to do is we're going to watch. We're going to get a chance to watch the movie, which will be streaming on Amazon. The movie is The Trials of Michael Jackson, The Media Exposed. So you get a chance to see that. It's $1.99 if you just want to rent it. And it's $5 if you'd like to keep it. Pretty good, huh? And also, don't forget, for the first people that contact me, first five people that I hear from, they're going to get to go free because I'm going to sponsor them. I want everybody to see this movie. If I could sponsor more than five, I would. I probably can't, but, you know, let's do five. Maybe next time we'll do 50. Anyway, first five people will get a free ticket to the movie. Then we're going to have the movie makers. We're going to have the people who were there. They're going to be here with us to tell us what it was really like. And if you've seen that movie, you're going to have a lot to talk about when the radio show comes on. You're going to have a lot to talk about. So I hope that everybody picks up and sees the movie. The last two things is, once again, there is a Michael retreat. We've never had anything like that. I think it's something worth building. For us to have a retreat. Can you imagine? For us to go on an MJJ retreat. I'm telling you, I think it sounds incredible. And that's being brought to us by Elizabeth Olney. That's on the 19th. Finally, the most magnificent thing is to have Jonathan Moffitt here. I so long to hear from him, and I hope that you do too. So keep all these things in mind, and I'll be sending out other information so that nobody forgets. Maybe I'll keep playing Do You Remember, and I'll play the song, not the video like this came out. I tell you, what can a body say with stuff like that? That's what we're going to do. So we've got a jam-packed June. You can always message me if there's anything that you need to know. Most importantly, all the people who are artists, if you are an artist, let me say it again, if you are an artist, if you are a Michael Jackson artist, we have a Michael Jackson art museum, and it's going to be the bomb. You're going to need to put your stuff in there. Why should an artist have to die before they can be recognized? The museum is in Miller. It's on Miller Beach, which is, you know, like a really pretty part of Gary. And we expect to have, like, everybody come out there. We're going to be out there around the time that for Michael's birthday, and that's what we're doing. This is for Michael's birthday in August. So we'll be everybody will be able to come and see all the art. There are so many artists that belong to the Michael community. until it's just, I can't even fathom it. And I really cannot contact everybody. So I need you to get in touch with me. Find a, you know, even if you message me, I've got tons of room and it's going to be glorious. Okay? I can put art everywhere. Okay? So get in touch with me so that I can get a chance to get your art up there. I need time. I need time to get that art and have it and to have it and to, and for some of it, you know, has to be framed. Others are being sent to me already framed. So, you know, I need to have time. So get it to me with the quickness. I've got some here, and I'm very excited about that. So get, you know, contact me. Let me know. You know, I don't know if anybody has gone back and seen my page. I have a page called A Place in Your Heart Radio. And I haven't been there because I've been so busy, but I spend so much time collecting art and putting it on that page. This time, we're going to make it real. And so all the people that will be coming from out of town to celebrate Michael's birthday, and I have to tell you, last year was extraordinary. So if you get a chance to come out and celebrate his birthday, you need to do that. You need to come on out because it's going to be great. And the only thing happening is this time we're adding to it an opportunity for people to come and experience the museum. And you'll probably be there with other people from Gary, which will be a little bit different than, I don't know if people from Gary are at the birthday celebration, but there will be people out there. The only thing that I have not been able to accomplish for all you people that are Vegas-minded, we have a fabulous, I didn't know that anything like this was out there, but it's a Vegas-type hotel. Now, I've got to tell you, I don't want to spin any wheels and I don't want to gamble and all of that, but if you do like to, then it's there. It's there for us. So we expect to have a great time. We expect to have a great time. I'm going to have a better time if you contact me and let share the art with me. I need to get that art going because I've got enough space for everybody. And I'm so proud of us. And I want everybody else to be proud of us. By the way, the purpose of this is to develop unity. Now, you know that one of the things that brought us together in the very beginning is David Elin. He was doing, it's pointillism. One dot equaled one person. And so we came together on a page. Now, that was all of us. This time, we're bringing the artists together in a museum, and it's going to uplift Gary. It's going to do something to bring the spirit up, heal the world. It's going to lift up the spirit. It's going to do something to improve the attitudes, opinions, and beliefs of the people in Gary. It's going to do something to change what's going on as far as community development, heal the world. We're going to do it. And so I need people to come out there and bring their art out. Come out and do something. Share something. Love somebody today because we really don't know if we've got tomorrow. And if you've got all that, you know, if you're an artist, you know and I know that it's a gift. It's a gift from God. So what you gonna do? What you gonna do? The thing is, an art museum, the purpose of this is going to create a unified global experience for this community. See, you know, because when we come out there, you know, it's a global experience because you get to see how people all over the world love this one man who came from this tiny place, all right? It shows you how quickly the spirit of one person, for instance, Michael, was there in Gary before he was anywhere else. So the spirit of Gary is what he took with him when he first went out. That's what he took. He took the spirit of Gary. He took the spirit of the city with him into the rest of the world. And we began to hear the soul of Gary. This time, let's let Gary hear our souls. And that's what we're doing with our art, Heal the World. The other facet is that you know, as I said, it would create a global experience. But you got to understand that, you know, like, in the long run, what this is going to end up being is kind of like art is therapy. But art is all the arts are therapy. Think about it. All the arts are therapy. Think about the way you feel when you listen to Michael. It's therapeutic. It's healing. So it's going to allow us to just simply realize and connect to our own creative source within us, you know. And that's not just us. That's all the people of Gary Hill, the world, okay? So there's another part, and this was not something that I expected to do, but we had like a little shake-up. I got all the books for, well, we'll talk about that later. We'll talk about that later. Right now, let's just simply go on with the idea that if you are an artist, please contact me because I need time to get that together so that we can walk out and we can walk tall in August for Michael's birthday. So this is a huge celebration. We're starting off, we're making him trend, we're letting the whole world see that we know and that they need to know that Michael was innocent of all charges. We're going to watch a movie. We're going to let that settle inside of us so we can say, ah, I know about that. Then we're going to come on and we're going to come on and on the talk show and talk to the people who made that movie. And we're going to become one. We're going to, if we choose to, we're going to go on a retreat. And what are we going to do on the retreat? We're going to meditate. We're going to think about Michael. We're going to think about where we've been since we became involved. You know, who are we now? Who are we today? And as opposed to, you know, yesterday. So that's what's going to be going on. And beyond all things, do not forget Jonathan Sugarfoot Moffat, help me, Lord. He's going to be speaking for us. And as I said, he's somebody who has touched my heart so much. I have wanted him to speak for us for so long. And that's what I told him. I cannot bear it anymore. I'm so happy that he will be here to speak to us on Michael's anniversary, 625. And do not forget our 625 prayer that we have every month. And with that, you see that we've got this time just totally packed. And I just can't talk anymore. I can't, you know, because this was just a short announcement. This is just an announcement to keep everybody snapped together. That's why we were trying to play Remember the Time. That's what I want you to do. I want you to remember the time, and I also want you to know that I love you wildly. And I'm going to have this link. I'm going to make sure that this link goes around, and we'll have, like, things posted so that everybody will know what's going on. It's, like I said, it's a very jam-packed June, and who knows, there may be other things going on. But those are the things that I think are just, yeah, those are the best. This is the best. So I'll send out everything, and please remember the times and think about everything that we're going to be doing. We don't want anything loose. We're going to hook this up, and we're going to stay in this together. Artists, send me, PM me and let me know what's going on. You know, I'm fired up. I can't even function. I am so excited. You're going to be excited, too. So, artists, please contact me. And once again, I love you wildly.